listening to the DeCesare Group Podcast. Welcome back. I'm your host, Jim DeCesare. My guest today is Danette Eidlett, Executive Director of Life's Better Together. Life's Better Together is a nonprofit organization here in Bowling Green. It started back in January of 2015. The mission? To provide direct financial assistance and support to families with a child or parent battling a critical illness. Over the past decade, Life's Better Together has raised and distributed over $350,000 to 380 local families and counting. In this episode, Danette talks about what inspired her and her husband to create the organization, how it improves the lives of individuals and families, and the way Life's Better Together collaborates with local partners and other community organizations to maximize impact. Here's my conversation with Danette Eidlett. Danette, thanks for being on the DeCesare Group Podcast.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we're glad to have you here because you are part of a wonderful organization that does great things for, you know, South Central Kentucky. So share a little bit about the mission behind Life's Better Together and how your organization is working to improve the lives of individuals and families in the community.
Absolutely. We provide practical financial support to local families that have a child or a parent battling a critical illness. Mm-hmm. And those support systems look like paying mortgages, car payments. It could be helping them put new tires on their cars. It could be helping with transportation expenses. Each and every family we work with is super unique in both their diagnosis and their makeup. So we work closely with them to figure out how we can best assist them throughout that process. And as I said, every diagnosis is so different. Yeah. So the length of that is also very different, which means the time in which we can provide support could also be different. Mm-hmm. But we walk alongside them, and our goal is to get them from point A of a diagnosis, you know, and then optimistically to point B of remission recovery. Now, we all live in the real world and know that that's not always going to be the outcome, unfortunately. Yeah. So, you know, we really have become close with a lot of these families, especially those who have lost loved ones. They have in turn gotten very involved with our organization to come out and support and be a part of it in any way that they can, which is really special.
And usually when something like that, it's a life-changing event, not mm-hmm. only for the person with the diagnosis, but their family and friends as well. Yeah. And usually it happens without much notice.
Yeah.
And people aren't prepared for something like that when it happens in their lives. So that's where you all come in and sort of ease the burden at times.
Even those that are, you know, what you would call, you know, financially maybe prepared, maybe they have great insurance or great benefits through work. At some point, you know, those family members want to step away from work so that they can be with their loved ones, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, going back and forth for treatments or being with them, you know, just through that long part of recovery. And sometimes those benefits exhaust themselves.
Yeah.
So we just try to step in and be a support system in any way we can.
So what inspired you all to start Life's Better Together?
Yeah, so my first husband, Aaron Neal, we got married after we graduated from Western, lived in Tennessee for several years, had a little boy, Evan, and right after Evan turned a year old, Aaron received a very rare diagnosis, and it actually was in his skin, and we saw a dermatologist for many years for his treatment, and we were told, I'll never forget in the first meeting with that doctor, if you're going to have cancer, this is the type of cancer you want to have. Mm-hmm. You can live your whole life with this, and it may never interact. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case. And we spent 2.5 years of, you know, multitude of treatments, radiation, chemotherapies, all of which, while they may have been successful, they were only successful for a brief moment. Mm-hmm. And it really came back with a vengeance. And unfortunately, we lost him when Evan was just 2.5 years old. But throughout that process, the support we had from our families, mm-hmm. And we eventually moved back to Bowling Green during that, just we needed to be closer to home. His family's in Bardstown, my family's in Bowling Green, and everyone stepped in to help, whether it was mowing our yard, picking our son up from daycare. Mm-hmm. You know, we wanted to retain normalcy for our little one as much as possible, which is also something we try to do with these families.
Yeah.
You know, how can they keep their regular day-to-day routine? Because you don't realize how much you miss the normalcy of life when that's going on. You know, you don't realize how great it is to get up and go to work every day, or your kids to get up and go to school every day, until you're not able to do that.
Well, it's amazing how sometimes you can take a a huge negative, such as losing a loved one, mm-hmm. and turn it into a major positive to have an impact on others.
Well, thank you. And there's nothing, I remember sitting in the rooms, you know, the waiting area at Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. waiting for him to have treatments. It's a day. It is a process.
Yeah.
And from seeing multiple doctors, getting your blood drawn, even seeing if you can have the treatment. And by the way, you're an hour or more away from home. Mm-hmm. It's just a long day and a lot of work. And I always say, if you think being healthy is a lot of work, being sick is a lot of work.
Yeah. And like we said earlier, you know, it impacts the family,
yeah.
and friends and the people that you associate with on a day-to-day basis. So talk about some of the rewarding moments that you all have had since forming Lives Better Together.
The most rewarding thing I can tell you from starting this organization is the outpouring from the community. The community partnerships we've made through businesses and individuals. We also wanted to create a funnel. Everybody hears stories, whether it's on the news or you hear it from a friend at church, you know, somebody has been diagnosed with this terrible illness, and your first inclination is to say, what can I do to help?
Yeah.
But you don't know what to do.
Right.
So we wanted to create a funnel for folks who really wanted to give back to the community, and they may never know who that support that they're giving to is actually benefiting, but we get to be that funnel of assistance. And we've created that through a 25 on 25 campaign where families or, you know, individuals or businesses or whatever can donate $25 on the 25th of the month. And that supports a residual income for our organization. So we're not constantly having to do fundraisers or figure out how we're going to get,
right.
you know, the next check to come in.
Yeah.
But also through our community partnerships, through local businesses. And I know you've already spoken with Angie Mosley at Gypsy Moon Marketplace,
yeah.
but that's a huge partnership for us as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I know it seems like I always call Matt, your husband, when he's out there parking cars.
I guarantee it.
And it's usually raining.
Always. Oh, my gosh. Yes, we had a little rain in the spring, but yeah. only one.
Yeah.
It was only one day and only for the morning.
Yeah,
so
yeah. But that's when I always call. You know, like, hey, Matt, I'm out here parking cars and it's raining. But
yeah,
what
yeah.
a wonderful event that is, too. I mean,
yes.
And I'm yeah. glad it goes to benefit such a great organization. And, you know, we all know people that have had something
Certainly.
Happen in their lives. And what's the first thing that we always say?
Mm.
If you need anything, call
Let me.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and we mean that sincerely, but not, you know, rarely do we ever get that call.
Yeah.
But this is a great, as you mentioned, a great funnel to help mm. give back and maybe, well, I'm going to do something regardless.
Right. You're helping,
yeah.
you know, consistently
mm-hmm.
in a way that's really not going to be a major financial impact for you.
Yeah.
Most families that participate in our 25 on 25 campaign, it's through a draft each month.
Yeah.
You're never going to miss it, but you know that the proceeds are going to go to a family. And when we started this, we wanted to make sure that 100% of the dollars we raised would impact families. So when I stepped away from my insurance business to run this full time, I committed to never take a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Our board is completely volunteer, and we feel like that's being good stewards.
Yeah.
You know, of the donors that we have.
So talk a little bit about your board.
Who
are they and how do they get involved? And, you know, what's their motivation to help out with this great organization?
You know, as you mentioned earlier, everyone's been touched in mm-hmm. some way, likely, by
yeah.
a critical illness, whether it's through a family member or friend or whatever. And our 13 board members are made up of, you know, all types of walks of life, all types of careers. We have, you know, someone with the Warren County Sheriff's Office on our board, someone that works as the president of a bank.
Yeah.
You
always need a banker.
Oh, always. Yes.
Bless
her heart. And she's precious. And yes. Yep. Got one of those too. Court Basham, who works at Western Kentucky
yeah.
University, also a huge tie in the running community. As you know, we do a running event mm-hmm. once a year.
The Miracle Mile.
Miracle on College Street Mile.
Miracle,
yeah, it's
yeah.
right after your all's
yeah,
race.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. Great event.
With the Christmas parade mm-hmm. and anything we do, we really try to make it a huge community involvement because one of our biggest issues is just getting the mission out and telling our story and how we work. And it's time consuming to do that. As you well know, with anything you're trying to, you know,
yeah.
advertise. So our board has, you know, really been a staple in doing that and in their workplaces, individual workplaces, in their own families, mm-hmm. and their own friend networks. And doing that has really helped grow more involvement.
Yeah, so that you've got built-in advocates.
Yeah, that's what you want for a board. And they advocate probably more than anyone else for us constantly, whether it's they heard of someone, you know, that might need assistance. Let's, you know, check in on them. Or, hey, we've got an event coming up this week and need silent auction items. Yeah. They will chase those down and get them for us. They're just, they're really amazing advocates for us for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome. You talked earlier about some of your partners and how does Life's Better Together collaborate with local partners and other organizations to maximize that impact?
So the easiest way that we do that to explain would be through sponsorships for our events. We have two events that are truly ours a year. One is a casino night that we do in the spring. We just had that this past March and raised over $21,000.
And what is that event? It's a cooking?
Casino night? No. So we have
casino night.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah. No, you're hungry.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's eat.
Yeah.
Casino night. Okay, yes. Yeah.
We have a company that comes up out of Mississippi, actually. And
Tunica?
No, but close. Yeah. They come up and bring everything. They bring the dealers, the tables, chips, the cards. And you can get really wild with it. Like, you can pick all kinds of different games, but we keep it pretty simple, not to overwhelm people. But we, you know, do roulette, craps, blackjack. Usually have some fun theme because everybody loves to get dressed up and something you wouldn't wear every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, in doing so, we have a lot of partners through our sponsors, such as M&L Electrical, Lock Shield partners, lots of, you know, local businesses that sponsor through that. And that's a ton of fun. And then in December, we do our Miracle on College Street Mile event, which is a 1 mile run or walk.
Yeah.
And it's for families. We have kids in strollers. We have kids running. We have elite runners, you know, trying to win.
Trying to get their under 4 minute mile.
Yeah. Hasn't happened yet, but someone just broke the record that we've had for like a decade.
Awesome.
This past December. Yeah. And it was really cool to see. And then that kicks off, you know, the Christmas season.
Yeah.
And then, as I mentioned earlier, we partner with Gypsy Moon Marketplace. They realized early on out there when they did their first Gypsy Moon event that parking was not as easily to tackle when you're like as they would a wedding or something else.
Yeah.
So they came to us and said, hey, if you could get volunteers to help us park cars, we will give a portion of the proceeds. And I'll be honest with you, Jim, we would have taken $500 and been ecstatic.
Yeah.
But they have really made this a priority at Gypsy Moon. You know, Angie Mosley and Whitney and Kayleen have made this something that's very important to them. And the amount of money that they've given us over the past few years has just been astronomical and has really allowed us to continue to help families.
That's awesome. And you mentioned, of course, M&L Electric is also a sponsor of some of your events. And, of course, that's Chris Mosley. So
Chris,
they're keeping it in the family.
Yeah. And, you know,
They're great partners, you know, in our community. They do a lot of great things.
And they don't just partner by writing a check. Mm-hmm. And we all know that's important when you're running a nonprofit. It's the lifeblood. Don't let me mislead you.
Yeah, you got to have money.
Got to have money. But, you know, M&L really wants to be hands-on. Mm-hmm. And they figure out ways in every one of our events to be hands-on. They come out at Miracle Mile and they cook breakfast for 500 people.
That's awesome.
They cook pancakes and bacon and they love it. And they've figured out ways to make that like a pit crew almost. I mean, they move it through so fast. It's fun.
They got it down, huh?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they love it.
That's awesome. So talk about some of the challenges you faced in your efforts to support those in need and how you address those.
One of our biggest challenges, as I mentioned earlier, is just sharing our mission fully. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't understand exactly what we do, how we do it. You know, donors, for a lot of reasons, are curious about giving money to organizations. Where is it going? How are you going to do this? Every family that we work with, any payments that we make, we are doing it as a third party. So, and that's just a way that we can be good stewards of our money. So if we're going to pay someone's mortgage, we physically take that bill and we go to that bank or call online or whatever, you know, make the payment for them.
Right.
Utility bills, everything is the same way. Mm-hmm. And we feel like, in the beginning, that was a major challenge to really help people understand that. Mm-hmm. the other challenge we had that everybody, you know, suffered through was COVID.
Yeah.
It's hard to raise money when you can't have events, when you can't have people come out. And I can't say enough great things about people like Chris Mosley at M&L Electrical and Jimmy Blankenship at Guarantee Pest Control, who stepped in and said, how can we continue to grow this? And they made a big push to grow our 25 on 25 campaign that year. Since we can't have people come out, you know, we've still got to provide these services for families. And they really made a push, and we took that membership. I mean, we tripled it in a year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's because you have people who really believe in us and who are telling the story for us.
So you all have been around for a decade already?
2015. We started in January of 2015.
Wow.
This is our 10th year. Isn't that crazy?
I know. Time flies. Yeah. I mean, it just seemed like y'all were just getting started here recently.
It feels that way sometimes. You learn something new every time.
And of course,
every year.
The COVID effect also, you know, we lost, you know, a year or 2 years, and you know, now we look back and it's been 5 years since COVID.
I know.
And so you know, right in the middle of your existence, we had this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how community members and local businesses can get involved and support. I know the 25 for 25 campaign is one way, but talk about some of the other opportunities.
Yeah, we would love to have local businesses partner with us as sponsors for our events. Mm-hmm. We've had several businesses that have, you know, Jean Fridays, and they collect donations from anybody who works there, and they donate that once a month to a nonprofit, and we've been recipients of that for several businesses, which is super, super
special. You pay to wear jeans?
Essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. You get to have like casual Friday. But any type of partnership, they wanted to make that their own. Mm-hmm. You know, that was how they did it. And whether it's being a sponsor, being a donor, or if, you know, businesses wanted to sponsor a specific family, like we want to donate this money to help a family pay their mortgage or whatever, we've been able to work with businesses to do that as well.
So what about if there's a family that could use some assistance, how can they reach out?
So on our website, we have a link for referrals, and we do take all of our referrals through our website. It's our first line of sort of vetting to ensure that, you know, we want to see the diagnosis, capture who all's in the household. There does have to be a dependent child in the household.
Okay.
And once they get online, fill out that referral, it comes to us, and we have a team of family consult members who will reach out and touch base with them to see how we can assist them.
Fantastic. And we'll put a link to the website in the show notes in case anybody wants to donate or be a part of your wonderful organization.
Thank you.
Is there anything I didn't ask that maybe you want to tell us about?
I don't think so. I think we covered it.
I know. It's amazing how quick this time flies when you're sitting there talking about something you're passionate about.
Absolutely. I could talk about it forever, honestly. You'd have to have a double episode podcast.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Mean, Johnny Webb went like an hour. So we're good.
That's hilarious.
Thank you for coming on the DeCesare Group podcast. And thank you for all you're doing for our community and to making someone's life a little easier and in some cases even better.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I guess that's why life's better together.
That's right. It is. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Danette.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Danette Eilert from Life's Better Together for joining us this week on the DeCesare Group podcast, and thank you for checking us out. Hey, if you like what you hear, please share it with a friend, and don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review and share your feedback with us. You can also follow the DeCesare Group across all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and YouTube. You can even subscribe to our weekly newsletter, Soke Economic Development and Business News, by going to our website, thedecesaregroup.com. The DeCesare Group podcast is produced by the DeCesare Group, a public relations and consulting firm based in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Our engineer is Justin DeCesare, with content contributions from Brooke Mattingly. The DeCesare Group podcast is written and researched by Amy DeCesare. I'm Jim DeCesare, inviting you to join us again next time for the DeCesare Group podcast.